For educators in the U.S., Black History Month is a time for lessons on the civil rights movement, Jim Crow, and the disturbing legacy of slavery. But as NPR's Jew Massey reports, one teacher in Northern Virginia has figured out how to bring some joy to the study of the subject.
Which rap artist took ballet and poetry at the Baltimore School of Performing Arts? This might surprise you.
That's Deanna Forbes. She's a social studies teacher at Freedom High, a predominantly black and brown public school in Woodbridge, Virginia. I visited her African American studies class on the first Friday of Black History Month. She created a Black History Bingo, and when I walk into the classroom, the students are ready to play.
Tupac.
For many, Black history is a challenge. How do you responsibly teach the history of an entire people in just 28 days, 29 on a leap year?
Okay, did y'all like that game?
Yeah.
Okay, what do y'all suggest we add to the game?
The thing is, Ms. Forbes isn't trying to explain everything that's happened to black folks since 1619. That's what the rest of the year is for. February is a time for celebration.
We want to focus on the joy, the stories, the culture, the celebration of us existing and being human. That's it.
Josephine Bangura is a senior at Freedom. She's one of the students playing bingo, and she tells me that learning black history can sometimes feel like a grim catalog of lynchings and bombings, an important but ultimately tragic story of blackness in America.
Is this all we're known for? Like, where's the joy? Like, where's the fun?
But Ms. Forbes is different.
She genuinely, like, makes it fun. Like, it's like, wow, like, I really get to, like, learn about this history, and I get to enjoy it.
Enjoying it is the foundation to Ms. Forbes' philosophy, and this month, Black History Bingo is just one of many events making space for levity.
If you ask your parent, can you go to McDonald's, you need to have
McDonald's money,
period.
Also on the docket, there's a talent show, a non-alcoholic paint and sip, an all-white party, a spirit day dedicated to cultural dress, another to HBCUs, and finally, a blackout where the charge is simple. We're all black. As a student, Josephine says this celebration brings an energy that you can feel in the halls of freedom. Literally. In the middle of seventh period, Ms. Forbes and I leave the classroom and walk to a back hallway near the cafeteria. She's organized a Black History Parade to end the day.
Okay, so I'm going to put you guys in order, okay? So remember, we're going to line up in the order that I'm putting you guys, okay? So first,
I watch as Ms. Forbes wrangles dozens of students from the marching band and cheer team, the Black Student Union, and other clubs before joining in myself. Then comes our cue. As we parade the halls of Freedom High, I can't help but think that this exact moment is the kind Ms. Forbes and I had talked about all day. Not just an interesting lesson plan or activity, but instead, a living, breathing joy. And I feel the pride around me. It's the kind that rumbles in your belly because it demands being shared, wholly, unapologetically.
The story was reported by NPR's Jew Massey.